really, to sustain a business, you need those key things in place. So what I've done with the pathway is I've chose these main six areas and I've split them into three levels. And at each level, there's a kind of questionnaire and it says, are you at this level? If you say yes, then it says, okay, do these things. And it very specifically in, you know, some video, there's some like five videos in it, some are three. They're all fairly succinct and short, but very actionable. Okay, if you're not showing up on social media, you need to be consistent four posts a week. And these are the four posts I want you to do. So I really like break it down, handhold, and give you that bit. You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, episode 233. You are listening to Your Dream Business Podcast, and I am your host, Teresa Heath-Waring. If you are a business owner who is striving to build a business and a life that you dream of on your own terms and doing something that you love, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I will share with you business, marketing, and mindset tools and strategies that I have used to start and grow my own dream business, as well as the dream businesses of hundreds of business owners from around the world. So if you're ready, let's get started. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. How are you doing? So I'm still recording these a little bit on the fly, which is still very frustrating, but we've had so much going on in the business and so many new things coming out and changing that I just, to try and plan too far ahead at the moment seems a bit difficult, but soon things will calm down. So hopefully I will get back into the swing of things. So this last few weeks have been a little bit tricky in terms of what's going on in the world. And I guess I've not really said a huge amount about it. And I guess I just wanted to address it on here in case you're sat there thinking, what should you do? How should you show up in the world? And one thing that has really surprised me is how strong some people's opinions are about, you know, what's right and wrong and what you should and shouldn't do during times like this. And it's tricky. It's really, really hard. Now, I know as a business owner, we have a different position, I suppose, than a person that's just using their own social media. But also, honestly, I can talk myself in and out of this completely, which is probably why I haven't said a great deal. I guess I should caveat this whole conversation with the fact that you know, or you may or may not know, that my husband was in the military for 25 years. And his life was spent flying in out of war zones. That was what he did. He's come under fire at times. They've flown into the most scariest places probably on the planet in very hostile environments. And like I said, this is a world that he is more than used to. So I guess, you know, when it comes to stuff like this happening and what do I do publicly and outwardly, I look at him and I look at how we manage things. And I just think, at times like now, we just need to be kind. We need to be accepting that people deal with things in different ways. I have got people in my world that, and me included, actually, I'm not a big watcher of the news because, as I've talked about in this podcast before, I get anxiety and I can pretty much cause myself a lot of anxiety without seeing anything extra. So I personally, in fact, we have this kind of thing in my house that my husband, Paul, he will watch the news and look at it on his phone and all that sort of thing. And if there's anything that I really need to worry about, he'll tell me. And obviously I know vaguely what's happening in the world at most points. But I think at this point, like I said, I was really hesitant to mention it really. But I've also seen stuff that basically people have said, if you don't mention it, you're in support of Russia, which obviously is not the case. I am definitely not in support of what is going on. But just because I don't choose to constantly share about it doesn't mean that's the case. Also, the other thing that's interesting is that I am no expert. I am, you know, granted, my husband has a first-hand account of this sort of thing, but I am no one in this world to talk about this sort of thing. So I choose not to. That doesn't mean I don't support them. It doesn't mean I don't do things in private. Again, I've seen people who've posted pictures of what they've donated, and it's like, yeah, I don't feel the need to do that. So, like I said, in my opinion on all of this is we are all doing the best we can. We all have different views and thoughts and opinions, none of them right and none of them wrong. We deal with things differently. And just because someone doesn't show up the way you expect them to show up doesn't mean that they're wrong. You know, this subject in particular can be very triggering, especially for someone who's been in war zones, you know, especially for someone who might have anxiety, for someone who have a family there that you just don't know about. So you just don't know. So I think my advice, if you wanted it and if you asked for it, would be that you do what you need to do. The one thing I do know more than anything else is that we all still run businesses and we all still have to pay the mortgage and pay the ever-increasing electricity bills and the ever-increasing fuel bills. And so therefore, as much as it might feel in bad taste and might seem to some people in bad taste, we do all still have to earn money. You know, restaurants are still serving food. Tesco's is still putting food on the shelves. And, you know, so we've still got to carry on. So I know that, you know, this is a real tricky time. And like I said, it wasn't necessarily what I was going to come on and talk about today. But like I said, I just wanted to address it just to say, you know, these are my thoughts. But my thoughts are very much everyone's doing the best they can and you choose to deal with it how you choose to deal with it. And I think the big thing here, and the thing I have seen an awful lot of, is shame, that people are shaming others, that if you don't do this, you are this. If you do this, you are wrong. And I think that's the one thing we need to get away from. No one needs any extra shame in our lives. And like I said, you know, when I think about the people who have said that, they don't know what's behind other people and their responses. So like I said, you know, no one has actually commented too much on my stuff in terms of what I have or haven't said. I've shared a few things on my stories of like good posts that other people who are far smarter than me have posted that I've shared to show my support. But also, again, there's a lot of other wars going on, as I am far too aware of, given the fact that my husband was in the military. So again, I just, like I said, kindness. Kindness is the thing that I am opting for at this moment in time. Okay, let's get on with today's podcast. So lots of things to tell you about. First thing is I am doing a free live workshop around creating your dream business. Now, what I've done is I've thought about, like, seriously, I never stop thinking about this stuff. I never stop learning. I never stop sort of educating myself. And you know, when you do something and you feel it, like everything just slots into place and you feel so happy about how it looks and the outcome and all that sort of thing. That's exactly how I feel right now about this whole sort of stuff I'm doing in terms of the quiz. So if you haven't taken the quiz, do go and check that out. That's TeresaHeathWaring.com/quiz. And basically this is all so beautifully linked. I just love it. And I think in this episode, I'm going to talk about this whole process and where it's leading and what it looks like and how it works in order to give you a bit of insight behind the scenes, but also to explain the need for this in terms of for business owners. So the first thing you would see that if you did the quiz basically is a number of questions, some fun, some very direct that I'm getting answers from you on, where basically at the end of that quiz, I tell you that you're one of three things, the one of three things that are holding you back in your business. It's called Find Your Number One Business Blocker. And basically we look at one of those three things and I then say to you, your business blocker is this, and this is the place you want to focus on. And on the thank you page after the quiz is a video of me and I talk through it. But the best thing about the quiz for me is what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you a personalized report. And I found, I know I've talked about this a lot recently, but honestly, I can't tell you how excited I am about it all. So I wanted to create this personalized report. So I found three of the main questions that tend to be the biggest stumbling blocks or the biggest points in your business in which you need to action in order to move forward. And I took those three specific questions and I did every variation of every answer that you could give me. So each question has three responses. So that ended up being 27 different types of variation. And I created 27 different types of report. Now, that sounds insane. And it is a little bit insane. It was a huge amount of work. But if I explain to you that obviously I've got 9 potential answers. Question 1 could be A, B, or C. Question 2, A, B, or C. Question 3, A, B, or C. So all I had to technically do was write an answer for each outcome. And then what we did, and I got one of my team to do it, Johan, then we basically swapped it around. So for instance, we had this spreadsheet, and I'm laughing because I get so excited about this stuff. We had this spreadsheet and it said like report one is an AAA, report two is AAB, report three is AAC. I mean, this is ridiculous. But we literally went to that detail because one of the values of me and my business and my team is integrity and that we add value. And I wanted to make sure we did, because you know yourself, like you'll do something and it, you know, vaguely tells you something that is kind of pointless. So I really wanted to make sure that I gave you those very specific answers. So the three areas in which I chose were sales, emails, and social media, because often those are the ones where I can make some of the biggest difference if I just tell you to do a few different things. And those three areas were taken from my growth path. And in my growth path, the areas that we cover are social media, content, sales, emails, team, and community. So basically, I've taken the main marketing and business sections. Now, obviously, there's other sections like finance, like admin, that sort of thing. We do cover off a bit of admin stuff in the team section, because it's kind of teams and systems. But basically, I have pulled out the main key areas in your business and I have worked out three different stages for each of those different sections. Now, I really hope I'm not confusing you by telling you all this. The back end stuff is beyond amazing and exciting, or I find it very exciting. But from the front end, it's just so perfectly tailored to you. It's unbelievable. So basically, I wanted to give people a really specific plan of what to work on next, because you know what happens in this world? We listen to podcasts, we read books, we see someone doing something amazing over there, doing something completely different. Reels, constantly reels are being hammered on my head like you must do them. And yet there are some really big fundamentals in business that, and I'm not saying that if you skip those fundamentals and go straight to creating reels, you're never going to have a successful business, because believe me, I've seen all sorts of businesses and all sorts of success and non-success. But really, to sustain a business, you need those key things in place. So what I've done with the pathway is I've chose these main six areas and I've split them into three levels. And at each level, there's a kind of questionnaire and it says, are you at this level? If you say yes, then it says, okay, do these things. And it very specifically in, you know, some video, there's some like five videos in it, some are three. They're all fairly succinct and short, but very actionable. Okay, if you're not showing up on social media, you need to be consistent four posts a week. And these are the four posts I want you to do. So I really like break it down, handhold, and give you that bit. For instance, if someone isn't getting consistent sales, now maybe isn't a great time to put your prices up. I'm not saying it's not, but it's, you need consistent sales first, because you need those testimonials, you need those case studies, you need that confidence that you're actually selling a good product and service. The same with your team. So as you start to grow throughout your business and grow through the levels, in team one, you probably won't have a team. It'll probably just be you. But as we grow, as your income increases, as your community increases, as you get your email list, as you start to create more content, then you're going to get to a point where you need to start bringing in team members. So teams level two talks about how do you bring someone on? Where do you find them? And goes through all the detail of that. How do you onboard them? How do you make sure that they're managing things in your business okay? And all of this sort of good stuff. And then right up to level three, where you're managing a team like me, and or you've got a big content thing and now you're repurposing all the content, or you're putting yourself out there into bigger communities and speaking on big stages and doing purposeful podcast outreach and all this sort of good stuff. So I wanted to create this kind of matrix, and it is a real matrix of things that you could do at each stage, but in a really simple way. And also, you know, you don't have to, this isn't a case of you work through stage one, two, three on social and then move to sales. This is like, okay, I'm working on this at the moment. When this gets good, let's move on to sales stage one. Or actually, sales are really important to me right now because we need to bring money in the house, pay for that very expensive fuel. And therefore, I'm going to do sales stage one. But they're all kind of in hand. They all grow together. So like I said, the quiz was based on the growth path. And then I'm doing a live workshop. So the live workshop I'm going to be doing looks at that growth path, and it basically, the aim of that workshop when you join me is we will see where you are and I will tell you one thing to do for each. So at the end of the workshop, you will have a plan. But there's two other things you need, which I wanted to talk about today in terms of creating that dream business. And one thing I did differently this time on the sign up page for the workshop is I included three of my members and their journey, because they're all very different because of the fact that your dream business is very personal to you. So one example is the lovely Ben, who, you know, I talk about him a lot. He's been in my world for a while. And Ben's dream was to always, was a money goal. And he wants to create amazing sites for amazing people. And he wanted to bring in £10,000 in 1 month. So that was his goal. And so therefore, when we talked about his dream business and helping him, that was the goal we were reaching for. And he did 10,000, but not in a month. He did it in 7 days. So Ben has hit that goal and we've now created new goals and we're moving up again. And then we've got the lovely Becky, who works in my team and has worked with me for a long time and has been in the membership for a long time and is in the executive club. And Becky wanted to create a life where she had the freedom to go and travel and do all the things. Becky had had jobs in the past. They weren't for her. She really, freedom was one of her core values. So although obviously money would have been important, freedom was more important. So what we did is we worked with Becky to basically move away from doing nails. She was a nail technician. So move away from doing nails to then reduce that as much as possible. Then she created an online academy for nail technicians to teach them, as well as becoming an online business manager for the likes of me and some other people. And Becky's now booked her flight and she's going to Australia. Like, amazing. She's going to go and travel and live in Australia for 9 months. So she's created her dream business. And then there's lovely Joe that I've put on there, who has the little foodies. And Joe basically has a subscription box for parents to give activities to children to encourage them to grow and eat more vegetables and fruits. And Joe's passion, her dream was to get that passion out there and to help more people. Like, if Joe didn't have to make any money ever in the world, I'm sure she would still do this. She would still show up every day and do her best to get children to know where their food comes, know, you know, how to grow it, and then get them to eat it. This really is her absolutely passion thing. But Joe came to me and she wasn't showing up. She wasn't putting her face out there. She wasn't marketing as much as she could have done because she was really nervous. And we would joke that her business was like the best kept secret. And over the time that she's worked with me, she's got more confident. In fact, she did a live the other day. I couldn't have been more pleased. And I was like, that's it. No excuses now. So she did a live and she realized that basically to grow your business, you've got to start putting yourself out there. And she's now gained the confidence and her business is growing because of it. So your dream business is entirely up to you and what you want. But how do you know what it is that you want? Well, this is the first part of the workshop we're going to be covering. So I've got an amazing, I'm a little bit like, I don't want to say it on here in case it puts you off. Because some people, if I say the word meditation, some people don't want to do meditation and they think, oh, I'm not doing that. I don't want to come on a call where we've got to do that. But you can have your camera off. You're muted. We won't even know. You could just sit and watch. You don't even have to do that. But basically, I take you through like a bit of a visualization to help you understand what's really important to you. So then once we've got the where do you want to go and what you're going to do, and this is new, like the only people who have ever had this meditation before are my members, some of my members, and at the in-person event, and I did do it at a talk for someone else once. But this is new. You probably haven't seen this. And even if you have, it's a great experience where basically we visualize what it is you want. So we get really clear on what you want. Then we go into that plan of each section of your business. What thing have you got to focus on? And then the last part of it is a part that I think an area which I cover that lots of people don't, which is kind of surprising. And I am seeing more people catching on to this now and talking about it, but it's that mindset piece. Like some of the people whose transformations I've worked with and had over the time, the mindset piece has been the thing that made the difference. It's been the thing that basically took them from not having a business that they dreamt about to having a business they dreamt about, because often it's the mindset that holds us back. So again, like, let me take another one of my members another Becky, she does social media management for people and she has children and she wants to do the school run. Well, she might not want to do the school run, but she knows she should. I definitely never want to do the school run. She wants the school run. She wants to be able to pick her children up, but she wants some time off for herself and she wants a Friday off. So the key thing for Becky wasn't that, you know, again, often I think people, when we talk about dream businesses, we think we're talking like 6-7 figure businesses. That isn't necessarily what everyone wants. So what Becky wanted was enough money coming in, but still be able to take a day off. So we, in fact, she came to the VIP retreat and we talked through, we did a whole exercise about money and how much you sell things for. And I used Becky as a case study. This is a different Becky to the Becky before. It's just funny that both are Becky and they felt the same way as well, which is funny. So this Becky McAvoy from Be Here Social, we talked through the money side of it and we were like, okay, you need to be charging more. But it's not as easy as just going charge more, because again, I see it all the time and people don't want to just be told to put their prices up. But because we worked it through, because we then did a lot of the mindset work, Becky posted in our group the other day that she has just had a client say yes, and it's the most expensive client she's ever actually had up to date, which again, that's massive. So now Becky can give herself that freedom to take a day off, to do the school run, to not feel like she's got to work every single hour of every single day because she's being paid well for what she does. So like I said, this was my main thing, that, you know, you work out what you want in terms of what you want. We make you a plan. And then the last bit of this workshop is going to be focusing on that mindset. It's going to be, and I have a great exercise for you that when I've done it before has been so well received. Again, I've not done it publicly before. So even if you've been on a lot of my stuff, you won't have done this. This was just membership stuff. And then, like I said, we come away from that workshop with basically a plan, the mindset, and the idea of where you're heading. That's the aim of that workshop. And hopefully you're fired up, you can't wait, you want to go ahead and do it. And then hopefully when I open the doors on Wednesday to the club at the 3 different levels that I've got, that's the point when you go, yeah, let's do this and let's go and get this work done. So like I said, it's a bit of a funny one. I always do funny solo ones. I promise you, once things settle down a little bit, I will go back to doing normal things. But the interviews have been amazing and I had such good feedback about last week's interview. So if you've not listened to that, then go take a listen. Also, if you haven't signed up for the workshop, definitely go sign up and join me. Like I said, it is live. There will be a recording, but I really want you to come live because of the fact of you'll then carve that time out for yourself and your business. The amount of times I've had recordings of stuff and have I ever watched it back? No. So definitely try and join me live. It's going to be really, really good. Okay, I'm going to go and leave you in peace. Thank you for listening to me while I explain how that all worked. I am doing a podcast interview with Kylie, who helped me create the quiz and who I worked with and basically was the kind of like, this is how to do it point type thing. We are going to do an interview that'll be coming out in a few weeks' time. So I'm really excited for you to hear that as well. But you know me, I'm an open book. I'm always happy to share about how things go. So brilliant stuff. If you haven't done the quiz, go do that. If you haven't signed up for the workshop, for the free workshop, come and join me live. It will be brilliant, I promise you. And I will hopefully see you then. Have a great week and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Your Dream Business Podcast. And if you loved this episode, then please feel free to go and share it on your social media or head over to iTunes and give me a review. I would be so very grateful.